I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. First, it was fake news, then alternative facts. Remember that town in Macedonia where teenagers were making good money manufacturing and posting fake news stories during the election last year? We wanted to find out if that's still going on. So we called investigative reporter Sashka Svetkovska in the Macedonian capital, Skopje.
Absolutely, it's still going on and it's still very active. And just for the record, those websites that were probably influencing the presidential campaign in the United States are still active. Teenagers are involved, fake news exists, and they're even redesigned so that they can maybe serve some other purposes like influencing the French elections and the German elections. And, but there is something that we should all ask, are those teenagers really, really the ones who came up with this big idea that they can make money from Google Ads just by making news about the Trump and making fake news about his opponents? I don't really believe the story. I'm working like for 2 or 3 months and we are really digging deep and we have analyzed all the content on all of their websites. And what I can say, and I can say that with huge confidence, is that no, those were not teenagers from Veles. Those teenagers from Veles hardly can speak English and hardly can read English. And our impression is that the content of those fake news websites has an editorial policy, like a serious editorial policy. They were publishing positive articles about Donald Trump, negative articles, not just about his opponent Hillary, but also about everybody who was attacking him, or at least what his campaign was considering for attack, you know. And then there was this parallel process on all of these websites. They were just randomly publishing articles that were pro-Russia, pro-Putin. They were not articles that were in any correlation with the elections, but they were just really, really highly positive articles about the Russian president. We can say that this is the picture of the general policy of all these websites.
Sashka, so who do you think is behind the fake news?
I don't know. I think that they were hired by somebody, and I think that this was a carefully planned campaign. Since we are still in a process of investigating, and we are still digging and digging and digging, so far the only thing I can say is that we are strongly confident that those fake news websites, they have a client. They were ordered by somebody. I can make assumptions. You know, you can just go through the content very carefully, read all of them, see what they're publishing, and it's obvious. They have an editorial policy, a very strict one, a policy that obviously is serving somebody. We don't know who. We have our own guesses, absolutely, but we cannot share this with the public. We are waiting and we are
still investigating.
Yes, but they do have a client, and I do not believe that that client is United States-based client.
How do we citizens think about this, work on this, change this?
Well, what we have now in Europe, we have so many fake news websites. So we have everyday fake news like a girl was raped in Sweden. A granny was beaten and raped in a store in Germany by Syrian refugees. So we have a lot of fake news that are targeting the Syrian refugees, and they are ongoing on a daily basis. And what is happening now, it's very hard to convince people that those are lies because people are consuming their news on the internet. You know, the audience is not tend to think like, oh, should I check the source of it? Oh, let's see who brought this, who owns this media. Nobody is thinking about that. What would people say is it was on the news, and the news is widely consumed on the internet nowadays. So it's very hard to fight this. What happened with the presidential elections, the fake news stuff and everything, it was kind of a good thing because it forced you guys in the United States to think about this. And it's a good thing that you think about this because somehow we can make a change. Maybe.
Sashka Svetkovska, I hope we'll be talking to you again soon, an investigative reporter based in the capital city of Skopje in Macedonia. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much and goodbye.